You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon once again. Welcome back. It's Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700, here with you for the next 2 hours as we talk the world of sports with you. Busy show, as always, lined up for you this afternoon. And we'll get into it, kicking things off at about 4:20 as Scott Phillips from NBC Sports, he'll be by. We'll talk college basketball with Scott, take a look around the Big Ten, Big 12, MVC, and the national scene with Scott Phillips. Then in the 5 o'clock hour, we kick things off with Hawkeye Talk. Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven will be by. Derek will kick off the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk UNI basketball with Gary Rima, the voice of the UNI Panthers, and we'll have the game for you this evening at 8 o'clock with UNI going down to the conference favorite, Missouri State. And the Panthers, with an 0-2 start, certainly feels like a must-win situation already for them if they're going to be able to get back in the mix for a regular season title. And then we'll finish things up. Ken Silverstein will be here. We'll talk Cleveland. We'll talk about the Browns and their ridiculous parade that they're throwing. We will get into that. And we will talk some Big Ten as well with Ken Silverstein. What's going on, Jimmy B?
Just another lovely day. What is it, like, what, 3-4 degrees right about now? Just a beautiful day in the capital city for everybody. Look, Trent, we got hoops tonight. And we got UNI, who we've already said we're going to have a conversation with Gary Rima coming up. And they started the conference play on just a dreadful note. The Hawks play tonight, 0-3 right now, and they're still searching for a conference win. They get Ohio State. I don't know what happened. I know Drake won last night. I know, yeah. Reed Timber went off big time last night, and Drake is 3-0. And yeah, I don't know, Trent. I tweeted out, could this be the year that there is not a college representative from the state of Iowa in the dance?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we've been, yeah, we've been spoiled for a long time now.
Well, and I think even with that, what's a better question might be, because I think the odds-on favorite would be that no teams make it, even with over one team finding their way in. I think that would be the betting favorite right now getting in. But a question that I'd have for you, Jimmy B, out of the Big Four, who's the most likely to make the NCAA tournament? Who's the team that you would put your money on? You had to bet one of the four to get in. I think that might be a more difficult question.
That is a difficult question. Look, I thought it was going to be UNI. I really did. After what they did in the non-conference and the victories that they got, and then the way that they have begun the season as well. But now, it's not going to be Iowa State. It's not going to be Iowa. Could Drake pull an upset? No, I can't see that. They're off to a great start. It's a nice story with what Nico Medved is doing there right now, but we know there are better teams in the Valley, and they'll have to go on the road as well. Trent, I got a feeling this is going to be shutout city for the state of Iowa. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's certainly what it's looking like right now, but what's the team most likely? You didn't answer the question. You skated around it, but you didn't get to a conclusion.
Well,
if there's one that you had to choose to get in, who's the betting? Because I think it's a pretty easy one for me. I want to hear where you're at.
I think it's still UNI. I mean, in UNI's case, all they have to do is win the championship game in the tournament. That's it. I mean, they could lose the entire time and then get to the tournament and make a run and get in. I don't see that happening with Iowa. I don't see that happening with Iowa State or Drake. I still think that in the Valley, UNI is still good enough to compete with the top teams. They play the top team tonight. So I just have that feeling. If you're going to say, okay, you got to pick one, all right, I'm going to stay with UNI. I think Iowa has shot themselves in the foot. I think the same is for Iowa State. And if I have to pick one, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
All right. So you and I, obviously, you're right. I mean, short of, boy, they'd have to go something like 15-1 the rest of the way and then get to the championship game. That's the only way they get in as a at-large team. You're right. They probably do have the best chance to get in by winning the conference tournament. I would bet on those over the four. I'd agree with that. Taking that part of it away, building a resume, Iowa State still has a chance here, Jimmy B. They still have a real opportunity. Because of the depth of the Big 12 this year, we've seen years where teams with losing conference records get into the NCAA tournament. We've seen teams get in before, back when more teams played 16, but we've seen teams at 6-10 in conference play get into the tournament. Now, it's an 18-game schedule. I think they'd have to go 7-11. But if they would go 7-11 with the right seven victories, and they'd still have work to do, they'd probably have to win a game in the Big 12 tournament at the very least. But against the right teams, because this conference is so good and so deep, remember, they also have that game against Tennessee. Let's say that. Iowa State goes 7-11 in conference play overall, also gets a home win against a top 25 Tennessee team. I think their resume will be good enough to be at the very least in bubble consideration. Hey, maybe they get shipped out to Dayton. Maybe they do that. But if they could put that together, hey, to take this squad and get them to the tournament, hats off to Steve Prohm. He won't win Coach of the Year in the Big 12, but maybe, just maybe, he should. But there's a lot of work still to be had. You're already in an 0-2 deficit. Right. It has to start for them on Saturday. But just because of the conference and how good the Big 12 is, I would put my money on Iowa State because they don't have to do as much. They don't have to win three games in 3 days like you and I, like Drake would have to do in the MVC tournament. They don't have to do what Iowa would have to do now. And Iowa, think of this. Iowa more than likely to get back into bubble consideration. One number that I maintained throughout all of this, when this team has started to disappoint, and I've been looking at the numbers, I thought they had to get to 12-6 in conference play. Well, now at 0-3, that means they have to go 12-3. Win 12 of their final 15 games, and what we've seen this season from that team, that is certainly not happening. I'd go with Iowa State, but the frustrating part about this all, none of this is going to happen. Jimmy B, we're sitting here on January 4th. We're not going to have an NCAA tournament team.
I'm with you. I can't believe that those words are coming out of our mouth, but I'm with you. And it's tragic for the great basketball fans that are in this state because they've gotten accustomed to postseason play in the dance, and it is just not going to be a reality this year. And look, it doesn't mean that if Iowa beats Ohio State tonight, oh, hey, we're back. We're good. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you got way too much in front of you after starting 0-3.
It's a long, long road, certainly ahead.
And the same trend for Iowa State. If they go to Oklahoma State and win, no, we're back. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, there's way too much in front of you.
But the Drake story, it is a fun one, Jimmy B.
It's a fun one, yes.
So you weren't around for the 2008 season, the season that came out of absolutely nowhere. You know, there were some people, hey, this team maybe can finish in the top four or five of the MVC that year. Nobody picked them, though, to be that good. It had been a building process with Dr. Tom. Keno takes over the reins, and it just, they got off to a good start. They had a win. I want to say they beat maybe St. Mary's out in a tournament, you know, one of those exempt tournaments that they played in. St. Mary's wasn't the program they are in and what they're known of today, but, you know, basketball fans knew that was a pretty solid win. But then it continued on, and they beat Iowa State, and they beat Iowa in the non-conference and went to Ames and got that victory. Both those teams were down at that time, but it was still, hey, look at this squad. And you had Creighton coming in and Wichita and you and I and all these teams, and they were beating everybody. It was such a fun season. The building was packed by the time we got to the end of January, early February. It was a great run for that. Now, as a you and I guy myself, I personally didn't love it, but as a sports commentator, I absolutely did. It was an incredible story. Will we ever get back to that level? I don't think you're going to see a one-year run like that, but I think, yes, it's early. You don't want to overreact. It feels like they, at the very least, have the right guy.
I agree with you that at least now it feels like they have the right guy in Nico Medved. Yes, finally. He's made it fun, and they had a decent crowd considering the weather conditions for last night's big win. And the players went into the stands after the game and shook hands with the fans. They're trying to change that culture, and how many times have we heard that before? But maybe Medved will be the guy who can do that. And maybe, just maybe, the new AD in Harden can push that theory. He's trying to on Twitter to come watch Des Moines college team play. And if it works, and if Drake becomes a winning operation, I think casual basketball fans will go just once in a while just to go, you know, watch a hoop game if they're playing a big name school. But man, oh man, Trent, it's still a long way to go for Drake. It really is. And I would just look for them just to escape the world famous Drake Invitational at the beginning of the tournament in St. Louis. To me, that would be a major accomplishment for this season.
Yeah, finish in sixth place or better, absolutely that'd be an accomplishment with the team that everybody had ninth or tenth again this season, and all right back in the Drake Invitational. Coined that term 6-7 years ago, Jimmy B. And it's been apt. Every single season, that's where they've been. Yep. Playing in that opening round, but just to get into the quarterfinals of the MVC tournament. So, Jim, if that's the case, football is ending. We're down to 14 games left. 11 games left of the NFL and 2 games left of college football, the FCS championship, and then in the national championship on Monday night. So 13 games left of football. If this is the case, Jimmy B, how are we going to get through this winter?
I'm going to do a lot of crying.
Well, of course.
I really am. I'm going to be welled up big time. You might have to save the show. Oh, wait, you do that every day, so it's nothing is new.
Right.
I don't know, Trent. If these four teams are continue to flounder, this is going to be highly disappointing in late January, February, and then headed into March. Oh, boy. I'll be looking forward to? The 2 days when we don't have to work on Thursday and Friday when we carry the NCAA tournament and there's no Iowa team in it.
Oh, Jimmy B, you're already looking forward to March. Look at you. Making another path for vacation. Imagine that out of Jimmy Brinson. So 6 o'clock tonight, it's the Hawkeyes. Then 8 o'clock, you and I against Missouri State. Tonight's Iowa game, if you're making your way, I know some people may be in the car making their way over to Iowa City right now. It is designated as the blackout game. Maybe it's going to feel like a wake. People just going to a funeral. Everyone dressed in black, and we can just put a shuffle into the ground of this Iowa basketball team for 2017-2018.
Boy, that was bad. I mean, that was really cruel. But it's appropriate. With the way that they have begun the season. What do you think about some of the comments that Cook made after the game, basically saying, hey, we lacked energy. We didn't play with any consistency. I'm just curious what you thought about that.
Thought he was spot on.
I do too.
You know, calling some guys out. You can go down that. But it's true. It's the truth. Yeah. And that's the part that you can't be overly frustrated with the guy, because what he's saying has a lot to
it's
it.
It's got merit.
Yes,
it's got merit.
Absolutely. So, boy, Jim, as you go through and you look at this squad, one thing maybe with Iowa we do have to remember and bring up is this is still an incredibly inexperienced team. They played a lot last season, but you look at, you know, Ken Pom has the metric talking about experience. Guys, how many minutes they get and how long they've been in the college system. I was still one of the youngest teams in the country. Yeah, Tyler Cook played a lot. Jordan Bohannon played a lot. This is still a young team. And maybe that's the hope that you're trying to sell with this squad. Hey, remember, they're still young. Is that a positive?
I guess. I just think that the way they finished last season and the promise that was ahead, all those guys played in almost every game, Trent, last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you can say, oh, they're just all freshmen. and this is brand new. No, the majority of the guys on that team all played last year and played a lot of minutes. So that's why I think that the expectations were, well, this team's going to, you know, we didn't expect them to win the Big Ten, Michigan State, no. Purdue, Minnesota, but we anticipated them to be in the top five and to have a winning record. And then when the season began, and it was so pathetic in that opening tournament, and then to continue down the road, and I won't even start it up with you because I know you'll just go off on their just deplorable non-conference schedule. And see, I don't think that helped them. I think they got false expectations. Hey, look how good we are. We beat ho-hum State here by 25. We didn't even have to play hard. And then they open up conference play. Uh-oh, we got an issue. And, I mean, it's a major issue right now. It really is. So maybe they got to do some name-calling. Maybe they got to close the door and have a knockdown dragout and eliminate the guys that don't really want to play. I mean, I want guys that want to play. I don't care if you're the best player or the worst player. I just want guys who want to play. And I think that's an issue for Iowa right now.
We'll take the time out. We're going to get into some college basketball talk coming up next on the national scene and a lot more. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, Big 12, and MVC. Scott Phillips from NBCSports.com. He'll be up next here as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC with you on 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by the Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the way it was done decades ago? Upgrade to the Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Extraton Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Available at fine retailers everywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069. Again, 800-240-0069.
This is Jake Sweezy from 1700 KBGG. In a car crash, unbuckled passengers can become projectiles and increase the risk of hurting or killing others in the car by 40%. Make zero fatalities your goal. Buckle up every seat, every time.
Crash and the Wild team are celebrating 5 years of Iowa Wild hockey. Since day one, Wild fans have packed Wells Fargo Arena to cheer for our city's favorite show on ice. From the youngest fans to the oldest hockey diehards, families and friends meet downtown to grab a hot dog, catch the action, and watch the future of the NHL.
Puck drop Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 5. Saturday, there's a baseball hat giveaway. Sunday, bring the kids for Winterfest with Disney princesses. Visit iowawild.com for more info. Iowa Wild, hockey lives here.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. On a cold day, where we would all wear mucklucks to work today, our next guest, Scott Phillips, NBC Sports. Mucklucks, man, mucklucks.
Can you say that on the radio? What's a muckluck?
It's like what you put on your feet, mucklucks.
Galoshes?
Yes. Same deal.
Okay. Haven't heard that one.
No,
before.
You didn't have to hit the dump button. Okay, no, you were okay.
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
And be careful with you from time to time and mucklucks.
Mucklucks.
That must have been a term back at the turn of the century when you were around, huh?
In 1891. Yeah. That was more popular than galoshes.
Sure, I got you.
Yeah.
We make the smooth transition from mucklucks into college basketball as we welcome in Scott Phillips from NBCSports.com. What's happening, Scotty?
I don't know if I can add too much after you guys just went through that segment. That was wildly entertaining.
Well, glad you enjoyed it. You're the one out there that enjoyed it. We're glad to have you here and excited to talk college basketball. We're here in the state of Iowa. We've seen year after year, one, two, sometimes as many as three teams from our state make the NCAA tournament, and we're all staring at the face right now, even though Drake's off to a 3-0 start in the MVC, they're not getting a large bid. It's still difficult to envision them winning the MVC tournament. We're going to be shut out here in the state of Iowa. So what's there to root for? I guess, do you become a fan of something else? Who is the team that's the most entertaining that maybe our state should adopt this season?
Well, you guys have an awful grim outlook about the state of Iowa, I'll say that. I mean, the Missouri Valley Conference is certainly wide open right now. As you alluded to, Drake maybe not going to sustain after that 3-0 start, but they're certainly building on some stuff for the future. And although Northern Iowa's off to that shocking 0-2 start, I would not be surprised at all if Ben Jacobson's team battled their way back into the mix. Obviously, things aren't going so well for Iowa and Iowa State right now. Iowa State we knew would be in a rebuilding year, but they're still going to be a tough out at home and have a lot of players to play for in the future. With Iowa, I don't really know what to tell you guys. That team has been wildly disappointing so far. Their defense hasn't come together. They haven't found a go-to guy to replace Peter Jok. And really, if I were to root for a team outside of the state, I'd go with Trae Young in Oklahoma. They're wildly fun to watch. Trae Young is the leading player of the year candidate right now. He's getting comments from Steph Curry talking about his unbelievable game. And that Sooner team really moves the ball and plays up tempo, a lot like that Buddy Hield team from 2 years ago.
You know, it's interesting that you would reference Trae Young because right now what you see are so-called basketball analysts saying, well, he's too slight of build. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. It's the same sort of thing that Steph Curry got when he was putting on the show when he was at Davidson. And now look where he is in the NBA. So I try to put all of that aside because the guy talking about Trae Young here, he is appointment TV, right, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. He's been the must-watch player in college basketball this season, guys. And obviously a tremendous outing and a win over Oklahoma State where he just missed a triple-double last night. And the thing that you have to love about guys like Trae Young and Steph Curry is you're absolutely right. They don't have the typical athletic profile that we see out of a lot of star players in basketball at all levels, but they have a really, really high skill level, being able to shoot the ball from out to 30 feet, having the ball on a string with their handles, and throwing the ball with accurate passes all over the floor as well. Both of these guys very unselfish. I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare Trae Young to Steph Curry. Trae Young's his own player. He does a lot of unique things in himself, and there's a reason that he's not only among the leading scorers in college basketball in points, but also assists. This Oklahoma team is really hitting shots around him. They're fun to watch, and they're really gaining a lot of confidence right now.
The Big 12 as a whole, the depth of this conference, Scott, we've been talking about a lot already this season and the non-conference that they put together. We see Kansas, though, go down. Is this the year that the run finally ends? Are you ready to go there? Are you hitting the panic button right now with the Jayhawks?
I am a little bit, guys, I have to say, because they're not really as daunting at Fog Allen Fieldhouse as they've been in the past. The losses to Arizona State and Texas Tech, two good teams this year, but not two traditionally powerhouse programs, is kind of a shock. If you would have said before the season that Kansas was going to lose two home games, I don't think it would have been out of the realm of possibility. But when you say it to teams like Arizona State and Texas Tech, that's really surprising because the Jayhawks still have to face a lot of tough teams through the rest of the conference schedule. West Virginia is looking very strong. We just talked about Oklahoma. TCU is no slouch as well. And you really can't count out teams like Texas or Baylor either. So I think Kansas is in real trouble here. They don't have a lot of front court depth. They still haven't figured out a consistent wing rotation, even though they have some upperclassmen playing. And they need more help for guys like Devontae Graham.
I'm with you on that, Scott. I really am. Okay. So we know how good as a conference the Big 12 is. How bad as a conference is the Big 10 aside from Purdue, Michigan State, and maybe you put Minnesota in that category?
Yeah, I'm not very high on the Big 10 right now, guys. I kind of trashed them recently in my conference reset. Not a lot of teams really playing up to expectations right now. Northwestern's been wildly disappointing. They've battled injuries and a home court advantage that has disappeared with them playing out at the Allstate Arena this year. And some teams, again, like Minnesota, had some early losses that were very surprising. Again, besides for Michigan State and Purdue, who do look very good, Michigan State in particular, this conference doesn't have a lot of sure things. Ohio State sitting at a surprise 2-0, but they're a team that has a limited rotation thanks to that new coaching change in the middle of summer. And teams like Maryland and Michigan haven't really separated themselves yet. A lot of these teams in the middle of the pack are playing each other very close. We've seen that with conference play starting back up early this week. And I expect a lot of these teams to really beat up on each other outside of the top two teams in Purdue and Michigan State.
So the disappointing starts to the Big Ten this year. You mentioned Northwestern. We've talked about Iowa certainly in the past. The Badgers are starting to play a little bit better. We know the ridiculous run of them finishing in the top four of the Big Ten seemingly year after year after year. Have they dug themselves too deep of a hole? And because the conference as a whole isn't as good, and even if they go 11-7, 12-6, could we be talking about the Badgers being on the outside looking in for the big dance?
I think Wisconsin could certainly sneak their way into the top you know, four or five of the Big Ten once again. And we saw this with Greg Gard's team 2 years ago when he took over for Bo Ryan. They were 4-7 at that time. They mounted a furious rally in order to make the NCAA tournament and be a factor in the Big Ten race. The problem for this Wisconsin team, they don't have nearly the experience they've had the past four seasons. That team for Greg Gard that was 4-7 had veterans who had been to the Final Four before, guys like Bronson Koenig and Nigel Hayes. This is a really, really young team. Outside of Ethan Happ, they're playing a lot of underclass players who are unproven and haven't played through the wars of the Big Ten. So I'm really not sure that Wisconsin is going to be able to maintain that stretch. They're obviously playing much better ball lately. They've picked up a couple double-digit wins. But Indiana's really not a very good team. I think Wisconsin does have a favorable schedule with Rutgers and Nebraska coming up. But then they get a couple games that are going to be tough as well. They really have to make sure that they go 2-1 on this next road stretch here. If they can somehow knock off a top team like Purdue, then it really bodes well for them. I don't think they're going to make the tournament or finish in the top four, though.
Well, we know the conference is down this season, but there are still those teams at the top. Michigan State and Purdue, the Boilermakers got off to the rough start at the Battle for Atlantis. They've come back and are playing some great basketball, 10 consecutive victories. Michigan State, a national championship. Let's say they cut down the nets. Izzo gets his second national title. How big is that for the Big Ten, even in a down year, to not just have another Final Four team, to have a team cut it down and the narrative that the Big Ten can't get it done, that is squashed. How important do you think that is for the league?
I think it's absolutely important, guys. I mean, you look at the recent conferences that have won national championships, the new version of the Big East with Villanova with 10 teams, the American Athletic Conference with UConn. These are programs that don't have the type of tradition that the Big Ten has in basketball with their new iteration. So this has taken a hit to the Big Ten's credibility over time. Other conferences, other programs have said that, you know, you can't really win a national championship in the Big Ten lately, and that's held true. There hasn't been one since 2000 with the Mateen Cleaves era teams that, you know, it's just one of these things where the Big Ten's had numerous talented teams over time. They just can't seem to get over the hump when it comes to the NCAA tournament. This Michigan State team has a real chance, though. They have depth. They have star power. They have more and more experience. I really want to see how some of these guys take a leap besides Miles Bridges. I really like what I'm seeing so far out of sophomores like Nick Ward, Joshua Langford, Cassius Winston, and freshman Jaren Jackson Jr. could really elevate his play over time and be a major factor in the NCAA tournament. He's great on both sides of the ball.
Todd Phillips joining us, NBCSports.com. You can give a Twitter follow as well, at Phillips Hoop. So speaking of Twitter, last night, I'm scrolling through. I had watched bits and pieces of Florida State, North Carolina, but I missed the part of old Fred TV Teddy Valentine, an official that most everybody that's a college basketball fan knows his name. Scott, turning his back to a player that was looking to have a conversation. Joel Berry was not being demonstrative. Now, we don't know what was said beforehand or what he was saying. But that look from Ted Valentine, just how bad was that in your book?
I think it's disrespectful. I think that players and officials should have a positive dialogue throughout the game to see how the game is being called, interpretations of things, and why certain things were called. And for a player like Joel Berry, who's won a national championship and played in two Final Fours, been in numerous big games before, and never has a reputation of being a hothead, I think he deserved to at least be heard by Teddy Valentine. Obviously, it's not great when an official has a reputation where he has a nickname and a reputation for making calls and demonstrative efforts like that, but really, I think that this is a situation where he needs to hear out Berry. He needs to make sure that he's not making the game about himself. And really, we shouldn't be hearing about the names of officials unless they're doing great things or really blowing bad calls.
Scott, when you go through officiating in general at the collegiate level, and hey, it doesn't matter the sport, there's always going to be people upset, but I've officiated a lot of different sports. By far, basketball is the most difficult. It is judgment calls consistently throughout high school, 32 minutes, college, 40 minutes, NBA, 48 minutes. It's constantly making a decision. Is that a foul? Is that a travel? Is that a carry? On and on and on. But college officiating, it isn't up to what you see at the NBA level. And I understand pay grades and those kind of things, but they're played well collegiately. What can be done to improve the product of officiating and improve what we see when you watch college basketball like you do, game in and game out?
I'd love to see the NCAA make more of an effort to make a kind of national referee organization so that they're dictating the way that the games are called as opposed to certain conferences. We watch different conferences throughout the country, and we see that the games are called differently in certain cases. Physicality is allowed in some cases. In other leagues like the Pac-12, it might be a little more wide open. So, you know, again, I think that if we had a uniform system where referees were trained under the same umbrella, they had the same directives, they had the same goals, and they were also told when they made mistakes or when they did a good job, then we would have more accountability and more of a system in place where we could see growth from officials. Right now, there's way too many inconsistencies across the board. A lot of these referees, people don't understand that they have to travel a lot from game to game, conference to conference, assignment to assignment. In non-conference play, it depends on who's hosting the game a lot of times to have the officiating crew. So these refs could be working 4, 5, 6 games in 7 days, traveling from state to state, and also be very tired as well. And as you mentioned, Trent, this is a very tired job that, you know, you get a lot of heckling from fans, you get a lot of dealing of, you know, coaches and players coming at you a lot. It's a tough and thankless job, and I'd like to see the NCAA at least do a better job of getting an umbrella so these guys have a better support system in place.
I'm real curious about some of the top teams, and I know that Duke is on top, and probably rightfully so. We've seen a real surprise team in Arizona State, although they did play Arizona really tough in Tucson against Arizona. I'm just curious, where are you? Are you good with what you see right now in the top 10, or is there somebody else that you think believe that maybe they should get a lot more votes as far as being in the top 10?
I think Arizona is undoubtedly a top 10 team. Right now they're sitting in the teens. They had that horrific stretch at Battle for Atlanta, similar to Purdue, as we talked about. And, you know, with the Wildcats, they've been on a really good streak, especially since the return of sophomore wing Rowley Alkins, who gives them really another talented wing scorer. And not many teams have a 1-2 punch that's as talented as center DeAndre Ayton and guard Alonzo Trier for the Wildcats. These are both All-American caliber players. Ayton, one of the best freshmen in the country, a dominant center who's taken over games at times, and we've seen how good of a scorer Trier is over time. So I expect them to be the favorites in the Pac-12 still. Obviously, that win over Arizona State was mightily important for them. And again, this is a team that I think has national title aspirations this season with a lot of veteran pieces. They're going to climb slowly back up the rankings and be in the top 10 and top 5 before you know it.
So we got some under-the-radar teams making nice runs at the beginning of the season. Clemson in the ACC, got Auburn in the SEC. Yeah, is there a team that under the radar team, either off to a good start or one that's struggling a little bit that you like? You know, not one of the top flight teams, not a top 20 type team, but is there a team flying under the radar that you've really been impressed by this point?
I really like Seton Hall. Obviously, they haven't necessarily picked up a marquee victory to this point, but this is a senior-laden ball club with an All-American at center in Angel Delgado and numerous other talented pieces who have been through big games before, like Kadeem Carrington and Desi Rodriguez. I think the Big East is going to really test them this year. We've seen some top-flight teams like Villanova and Butler and Creighton and Xavier. So, again, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for Seton Hall to pick up marquee wins, but this team's really tough and rugged. I love the way that they play together. They've got a connection with the way that they've come through and come up and kind of been the team that's turned things around for this program. I think this team has really big aspirations to the Sweet 16 and beyond.
Having a conversation with Scott Phillips of NBC Sports. We're talking college basketball. Look, we chatted a little bit about Trae Young and how good he is at Oklahoma. Where are you now on other top players? You mentioned Ayton at Arizona. Are you good with Bagley at Duke? Who else would you toss in?
Yeah, definitely Marvin Bagley at Duke. He was exceptional over the weekend in a win over Florida State. I mean, when he put up 32 points and 21 rebounds against a top 25 team, as a freshman especially, that kind of shows where you're at. And there's a reason that Bagley's been atop a lot of NBA draft boards heading into next season. And, you know, he's got the capability to have double-doubles night in, night out. He's a great passer as well. He's certainly going to be in the mix for Player of the Year honors, along with guys like DeAndre Ayton and Trae Young. And, you know, you also have to keep an eye on Jalen Brunson at Villanova. He's a junior who's been through a lot of big games before. He helped them win a national title as a starter when he was a freshman. Now it's his turn to kind of take charge of things. A lot of those guys like Josh Hart and Ryan Arcidiacono have graduated, and this is his team now. He's got talent around him with Mikhail Bridges and Omari Spellman, a balanced group that he can get the ball, and he can also do it himself as a scorer with a couple of 30-point games this year.
Scott Phillips from NBC. Scott, enjoyed it as always. Appreciate your time. What do you have working on? I know always a lot of things going on. You do a lot in Chicagoland hoops as well. What are you working on right now?
Yeah, there's a couple fun things in the works. I'm actually doing a story on Wichita State coming up for the Basketball Times. I'm really looking forward to hearing how Greg Marshall's adjusted to the Americans so far. That's a team that has national title aspirations. They're joining a bigger league this year. We've talked about plenty of times how good the Valley is, but how much of an increase in level it's going to be for them with the American. And I'm anxious to see how they do and how he looks and how he talks about his team.
Always good stuff, pal. Thank you. We always appreciate your time on the show. Have a great night. Enjoy the basketball.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go. That's Scott Phillips, NBC Sports. We do a lot of college basketball with him. Trent, always good to have him on the show. We can fire any college hoop question at him. He's got the answer.
He does. The SEC up, Big 12 up this year, Big 10, Pac-12 down. A different kind of season, Jimmy B. It certainly is.
Yeah.
But as I've been saying the whole time, you got to find 68. Try to find 68 teams right now. You put the automatic bids in there. Those bubble teams, it's a yearly conversation since the expansion to 68. Those last few teams in are going to have, I feel, some weak, weak resumes.
I'm with you 100%, which is why I hope they take a look at more mid-majors. That has not been the case in recent years.
But
yeah,
who,
I know.
Who put together a resume good enough?
I know.
Most seasons, I'd agree. But give me one. Give me outside of Gonzaga, outside, you know, somebody like, give me somebody that you like.
Would you take two out of the Big West right now? Or not the Big West, the Mountain West? Would you take two teams out of there now?
I'd have
Boise
to take
State, San Diego State?
Boise State. What's their best win? Iowa State?
Yeah.
Is that good enough to be an NCAA tournament?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going through. I'm looking at their resume right now. Their best win outside of, well, and they lost to Iowa State, obviously. Illinois State's their best victory right now. They beat Oregon. Oregon's not any good this season. They've lost their two games against teams even in the top 100, against SMU and against Iowa State. So, no, I wouldn't say them.
Wow.
You mentioned San Diego State, and they have...
Where are they?
Their RPI is 48, so that's pretty solid.
Okay.
But in terms of resume, who have they beat? Let's see. They beat Georgia, who will probably finish 12th, 13th in the SEC this year. San Diego. They have the win against Gonzaga, which is pretty good. But it's just, that's what you get into. You know, seasons before, it seemed like there were some pretty easy teams to tag. I don't know if
you can
do that. Now, Nevada's the team in the Mountain West that would be in right
yes.
now.
Yes, Nevada's good.
And I watched them a little bit last night against Wyoming. You're right. That's a talented team. And Musselman, boy, that guy can coach. He's going to have, if a Pac-12 job opens, I'm going to guess he's going to be getting some phone calls coming up this spring.
I hope he does, because he's fun, and he is a talented coach, always has been. And I think he's done a terrific job being in Reno and getting the type of talent to come there and play. And they are good this year, Trent. They really are.
Well, we will take a break. We'll come back. And Jimmy B was all pumped up about the NBA last night. We'll give him a minute to talk about it. Coming up next, Jimmy B's crappy NBA minute. All to come here, Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700kbgg. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Start spreading the news. Variety's Black Tie Gala, New York, New York, is set for January 19th. Black Tie is a gala evening emceed by Des Moines native David Anthony Higgins, known for his role in hit television show Mike and Molly. The evening features cocktails, dinner, and dancing. Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us January 19th at Black Tie to ensure all children are able to reach their full potential. Get your tickets for Variety's Black Tie at varietyiowa.com/blacktie.
Sponsored by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with the Intel Core processor for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Visit GEICO.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Give the garage a heavy-duty decluttering with the Home Depot's HDX 27-gallon Tough Totes. They're a special buy at just $8.97 each. They're tough enough to handle your heaviest stuff. All of it. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th. Available in store and online while supplies last.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and DC.
It's been a pleasure to be on with two of the finest gentlemen, the guru. I love Jim Branson and Trent. You do a wonderful job. The whole package is fine. I never give you enough credit, but I want to also give you some credit.
Go back to the bar now where you just walked out from.
Check in the mail, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love to have some local talk over the noon hour.
Jimmy B and DC on Des Moines' big station for sports, 1700 KBG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net. For Wolf Construction, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. WolfConstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, as we close in to the top of the hour, Jim and Trent, you can always join the program at 264-1700. That's 264-1700. We got a power-packed second hour coming up. Derek Peck will be on the program from Hawkeye Heaven. We got Gary Reima. He's calling UNI's game tonight, and you can hear it right here on the Big Talker 1700. And we will close the program with Ken Silverstein. It'll be interesting. I'm going to ask him right off the top, Trent, if he's going to the parade this weekend. You've heard about that, right?
Well, yeah. I was the one that brought it up to you yesterday, Jimmy
B.
Are you all right? Are you struggling over there? It seems like you forget a lot of the things I say, or you just don't listen to me. Is that what it is?
No, I'm old.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, all right. Just want to check on you. You know, a welfare check from time to time. Got to do those things for the old man. Well, another thing the old man loves is the NBA. It's time once again. It's the segment sweeping Central Iowa, Jimmy B's crappy NBA Minute. Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA Minute.
New Prison was unsealed in Chicago, Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath, can't get it to fall. Jordan to the hoop, king in the air, score!
All right, everybody, if you're looking for a good NBA game tonight on TNT this evening, it is their doubleheader, but it's Golden State playing at Houston. Maybe the two best teams in the Western Conference. However, you're going to have to maybe kind of look at this one with one eye just because the beard is still out with injury in situations. So it'll be interesting to see what Harden and without Harden, how the Warriors and the Rockets play tonight. Chris Paul is back for Houston. But this is a dynamite basketball game this evening in Houston, the Warriors and the Rockets. And then in game two, it's OKC with Russell Westbrook. Hello, Trent. Oh. Trent, we're back, pal. We're back.
Oh, you're done? Back. You're done?
Yep. We're back, man.
Okay. All right. I'll get pumped about the NBA in April. Till then.
I know you will.
I'm good. I'm good. Was that a good segment? Did you get a good minute at least?
I loved it. Yeah, thank you for that.
Good,
It's always nice when you appease me. I appreciate it.
From time to time. All right, Iowa tonight. We're going to talk, as you mentioned, with Derek Peck to kick off the hour. Gary Reimel will preview Missouri State, you and I. But Iowa, I've talked about the rotation, a chance to tighten things up there. They need more out of Nicholas Bear. He is not the same player that we saw offensively at times. Not that he has more to his game than just shooting the basketball. He's important in other areas, but they need a little bit of scoring punch from him. Tyler Cook's still doing his thing. Numbers are up for Jordan Bohannon, though the play may be dissipated from what we saw at the end of the year. But what else? What buttons can Fran push here tonight, rotation-wise, players-wise? I think it starts Maishi Daly. If you see right away that Isaiah Moss, it's another one of the games where Isaiah Moss is settling for jump shots. He's not being a complete player. He's not helping on the defensive end. He's not trying to get to the rim. He's just settling. I say right away, go to Maishi Daly. That's where I'd be starting.
Okay. Then my question to you is, what if Daly is struggling? Do you go back to Moss or do you go in a different direction? Look, this is where I am on this. They got problems. I mean, problems that I don't think they anticipated coming into this season. And a lot of it is in that guard spot. So if one guy's not performing and you yank him and you put the other guy in and he's struggling as well, then what the hell do you do? Those are the problems that Fran McCaffrey has with this team, Trent. It's not just one guy here or one guy over there. It's lots of guys who are struggling to make this game work.
This team, it has been confounding. We will see tonight, Jimmy B. End of the program, we'll make some picks for the game tonight and have a little bit of fun with that after we wrap up with Ken Silverstein. But we got 1 hour in the book, still one more to go. It's a busy one. Derek Peck on the Hawkeyes. Gary Reimel on you and I, Ken Silverstein on all things sports. And we'll do it next year as we take you up until 6 o'clock. You and I Hoops as well coming up this evening, 8 o'clock tip with the Panthers. And Gary Reimel taking on Missouri State.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder Than You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Sponsored by KFC. KFC's signature pot pie is filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken and veggies and topped with golden flaky crust. All for just $3.99. KFC, it's finger licking good.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 7373 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7373.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They blocked the punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins myself, Trent Condon, and Ken Miller each Thursday at 1:40 on your home for Chiefs football, 1700 KBGG.
There's a threat targeting America, Lyme disease. Spread by tiny ticks, this dangerous disease can cause life-changing health problems and is now more widespread than West Nile, tuberculosis, and HIV/AIDS combined. So it's time for us to target Lyme disease. That means checking for ticks when you've been outside and seeing a doctor if you experience the warning signs, which can include joint pain and flu-like symptoms. Learn how you can target Lyme disease at targetlyme.org. Brought to you by the Stephen and Alexandra Cohen Foundation.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel, protection,
ability,
friendship,
excitement,
control,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message.